This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new law went into effect yesterday that reduces the sentences for some people in prison for earning a college degree or credential. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bipartisan measure applies to people serving time for nonviolent felonies. They could reduce their time by 1 year for finishing a bachelor's or associate's degree, 18 months for a master's degree, and 2 years for a PhD. 5 Colorado universities will participate in the program. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
For the first time, Colorado is detailing its history of forced assimilation of indigenous children around the turn of the 20th century. Led by the state archaeologist, History Colorado has completed and released a year of extensive document research. Ernest House Jr. is a Ute Mountain Ute tribal member and a former head of the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs.
I hope that either by the governor's office or by the state legislature, that there's an attempt that the research continue so that we can fully include tribes in what that long-term healing process is. And I think we need to make sure to continue this conversation in some form or fashion.
House says today's report is just a starting point in a path of healing and reconciliation between the state and Native communities. Meanwhile, a New Mexico state senator will serve as the University of Colorado Boulder's first leader on Native American affairs. Benny Shendo is a member of the Jemez Pueblo tribe and a CU graduate. The position was created to improve relations with tribal governments and communities. Shendo will start work part-time this month while juggling duties in the New Mexico legislature before joining full-time in March. In Denver, sunny and 70 today, 68 and sunny in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News in KRCC.